Good evening, everyone. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu with the scoop. Sorry about that. Little traffic was a little heavy getting home. Every Thursday night, if you don't live in California, in San Rafael, they have a farmer's market. And of course, getting out of San Rafael can be a bit tricky. But anyway, I'm here and I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday evening. And, before I get started, I just want to remind everyone that we are the flagship radio station for this Pacific baseball team. Shooting out of San Rafael, California. They'll be playing right in our own Albert Park. So please check them out. And if you can't check them out, tune in to radio.dominican.edu for all of your baseball needs. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Let's see, testifying today before Parliament, and now I can see why Katy Perry left him, they got divorced. Russell Brand talked about his 12 arrests and quoted a holographic rapper, Tupac Shakur. Yes, Brand's main objective today was to advocate his treatment of his drug addiction and health and social welfare issues rather than his criminal one. Despite cracking jokes, the funny man got serious for a few moments, saying, "It's more important that we regard people who are suffering from addiction with compassion, and there is a rather pragmatic than a symbolic approach to doing it when they really need it." So, anyway, he seems very different. He showed up to Parliament wearing a black tank top, which, if you've ever seen the British Parliament on television, they are pretty much a suit and tie type of gang. So, we will say that maybe he just wasn't the kind of guy you wanted to spend 24/7 with. Also, the Glee last week did a song by the Australian pop sensation Goatee, and he wasn't quite happy with it. The chart-topping track was given the Glee treatment by actors Darren Criss and Matt Boomer during the recent episode, which was last week, but purports to say that the singer's real name, who is Dee Backer, was left unimpressed by their efforts, and he was basically said that they kind of sucked doing his song and he wished that they would stick to their own material. But he now has retracted those remarks, and that was the kindest version, and said that, his words were taken out of context and that he apologized and that he hopes that Glee will cover more of his songs in the future. Also, Lindsay Lohan is back in the news now that she's off probation. She will be on a recent new episode of Glee, starring as someone. I'm not sure who she's going to be starring with, but the point of the matter is that she would be on the final episode of Glee, and she showed up to rehearsal the first day, all nice and happy and chipper, and then the second day, she shows up 3 hours late and forgets her lines and basically leaves the crew hanging and twiddling their thumbs. And she says that it was a mix-up in the, set time. But, okay, these guys are pretty professional. They've been doing it for like 4 years now. If they have to be there at 6, they have to be there at 6. You don't saunter in at 9 smoking cigarettes. So, anyway, speaking of Lindsay, she's also has been disassigned to do the Lifetime original movie on Elizabeth Taylor. Yes, Lindsay Lohan as Elizabeth Taylor. And Rosie O'Donnell is not happy with it. She thinks that it is the wrong role for Lindsay. Lindsay still needs some time to sort out who she wants to be, and her drug and alcohol abuse and use, in her words, are a little over the board for someone like Liz Taylor. And someone as iconic as Liz Taylor should not be going to Lindsay Lohan. And I have to agree with her. She would do the role no justice whatsoever. So, all right, and we're getting on up to 10 after, and we'll make one more little gossip news. Michelle Williams and Jason Segel are finally making it public that they are seeing each other. Jason Siegel, 32, and Michelle Williams, 31, were caught outside eating at a Mexican restaurant in Manhattan. Oh my God, they eat too. Wow. I'm excited about that. So, you know, they catch him doing everything but, you know, taking a crap. But we won't go there. Anyway, it is once again DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And we are coming on to a little after 7 o'clock. And it's Thursday, getting close to the end of finals. And everything is just going okay. Radiohead Creep is coming up next. Oops. Sorry, it's TLC Creep. Sorry. Sorry about that, folks. I'll get to Radiohead. once again, sorry about that. I thought it was Creep from Radiohead, but it was Creep from TLC. Anyway, sticks and stones. You know, apples, oranges. So, yes, I'm sitting here next to Avery Jaffrey, who will be on after me for Do It Live, whatever you may want to do live. He will be here to do it live with, you see. And I'm going to let his secret out. He just showed me a picture of him and Newt Gingrich shaking hands. Yes, yes, yes. So I still forgive him, though. He's a good guy. All right, so let's get to some TV news, and then we'll jump around to some other news. But if you are a fan of Dexter, like I am, and you saw last season's cliffhanger with Deborah seeing him in the true glow of his great art, you're going to love that his new nemesis this year will be Ray Stevenson. Yes, Ray Stevenson from Thor and the Three Musketeers will join the seventh season of the drama. There aren't too many details about who his character is going to be, but let's not put that aside because all of his bad guys for Dexter have been great. And Colin Hanks last season was phenomenal, just phenomenal. So it makes you kind of sexy to know that he has that dark side about him, you know? Girls like the bad boys. So let's get to some other stuff. Oh, some stuff I didn't get to last week. That was all the kind of good, you know, stuff for TV I had. But what I wanted to talk about last week was that Anthony Hopkins is going to be in the new movie starring himself as Hitchcock. And if you haven't heard about this, you need to check it out. He is going to play Hitchcock. Also, Scarlett Johansson, Toni Collette, Helen Mirren, James Darcy, and Jessica Biel have signed on with the project. And the film is going to be basically about a fairly sprawling story about the people working behind the scenes of the film. So despite the title, it's going to be Anthony Hopkins' show. So you'll get to see Hitchcock make, in a sense, Psycho. I'm not sure if that's going to be the working title at the moment, but they are definitely doing Psycho with Scarlett Johansson, but we'll actually see Hitchcock making the film. So it should be a really nice viewpoint because you always wondered how he thought about those things, especially that bathroom scene, which still freaks the shit out. I mean, scares me to this day. Caught myself. We should have a little beep button. Deep. Okay, also, if you were thinking that Josh Holloway from Lost would have made a great Rockford, you are sadly disappointed because they're going to put Vince Vaughn. And after I thought about it and calmed down, I said, okay, I can see Vince Vaughn as, you know, Rockford. So they're redoing the Rockford Files starring Vince Vaughn. And Dylan McDermott is also going to be in it. So, you know, it should be okay. And also, Bill Murray, during a talk show, said that it's a possibility that he might get back together with the guys for Ghostbusters 3. It's a possibility, not a reality, but Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis are in the process of working on the script right now. They hope to shoot either end of this year, beginning of next year, for a Christmas release. And Bill Murray is thinking about it. So we'll hope that he will come back because it would not be the Ghostbusters without him. Also, if you are a fan of cinema right now in Las Vegas, the world of sinful desires and delights, is CineCom. And they showed the first 10 minutes of the new Hobbit film in 3D. Now, the reviews were kind of mixed. Evidently, it is shot at 50 frames per second, whereas Avatar was shot at 48 frames per second. Don't hold me to that. I memorized that this morning. Anyway, they're saying that some of the effects aren't going to give to the 3D, and it's the storyline itself doesn't give to 3D the way Avatar did. But there were some positive reviews. Peter Jackson said that, you know, this was a rough cut. You know, Wait till you see the full thing. And for those of you who are not, familiar with CineCom, CineCom is a trade show held every year in Vegas during this time. I believe it's from the 22nd to the 26th. And this is where all the stars come, actors, stars, directors, and all the theater owners from here to Shanghai. And they come and they gather and they sit around and the stars woo them because these are the people who they want to put their movie in the theaters. Okay, it's not the studio, it's the stars. They have to go and kind of prostitute themselves and say, yeah, my movie's going to be great. Keep this opening date. So that is happening in Vegas. And once again, The Hobbit aired and, you know, the reviews, as I said, weren't so great. But I am holding out hope because, you know, the Lord of the Rings series was so fabulous and wonderful that I don't think Peter Jackson could do this any wrong. So anyway, also, it's coming on about 7:20. We're going to take a quick break here. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you for The Scoop. And I'm here to remind you that we are the official flagship radio station for the San Rafael Pacifics. And they'll be playing here in sunny California, San Rafael, down at Albert Park. And, you know, that's it. That's all I got on that one. Anyway, here's another song for you. I can't play this song. Oops, sorry. My iPod froze. We're just gonna continue on because that song was a little
inappropriate. So as Misty finds the next song, this is DJ Avery Jaffe just giving you a short shout out and reminder to tune into my show tonight as Misty finds a new song. Here we go. Do it live with Avery Jaffe at 8 p.m. and listen to this song right now.
Little Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Like I did that day, take me to the place I love.
That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. And as you all know, sorry about that. Thank you. My sound guy's here, Avery Jaffe. He was on after me for Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. So remember, whenever you want to do live, he's here to do live with. So it is going on about 7:25 here in lovely California, San Rafael, California, where they have every Thursday night from 5 to 8, San Rafael Farmers Market. So check it out because it is fun. All right, let's go back to some movie news. See, a couple of months back, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, well, he's no longer The Rock, he's kind of Dwayne Johnson, gave some insight into the next Fast and Furious movie. Yes, yes, yes. They just couldn't stop at 5. They're going to do 6 and 7. Hey, but what else has Vin Diesel done since Fast Furious 1, 2? Well, actually, no, he wasn't in 2. He wasn't in 3. But he was in 4, and I guess he's in 5. So, anyway. Actually, I guess I didn't really count the Tokyo Drift because actually, but he know he was in that one. So I take that back. So he was only in not the second one, but he was in all the other ones. Anyway, the bottom line is that they're doing 6 and 7. Yes, Paul Walker, Vin Diesel have already signed on the dotted line. And Paul Walker, once again, what else has he done? So, and they're also, if you didn't see Haywire, which I don't think anyone did, the chick from Haywire is going to be in it as well. Fast and Furious 6 is slated to hit theaters on May 24th, 2013. So look for it at a theater next to you. And also, you know what? I have to admit, I didn't see them when they came out in the movie theaters. I just couldn't. And my parents drugged me, believe it or not, to see the Fast 5 last year when it came out in last April. And I was pleasantly surprised. So I went home and rented all the other ones. And I have to say, the Tokyo Drift was really good. And the Fast 5 was really good. The other ones, I could do without. So after being very charismatic and down to earth in Midnight in Paris, Owen Wilson is now going to be back to his action drama era. So he is going to be starring in a new movie called Devil. And it's going to be directed and co-written with John Eric Dodal and his brother Drew. The movie is set to start shooting in Southeast Asia this October. And it's going to be about themselves embroiled in a violent coup in Southeast Asia, where rebels mercifully attack the city and Wilson and his father are taken behind enemy lines. And once again, you know the story. They have to fight their way out. So there is no person named at this moment that is set to be his father. But once we get that in, we'll let you know. Also, there is going to be David Gordon Green is directing a remake of Dario Argento's 1977 psychedelic horror film Suspiria, and they're in production on the set, and they are in pre-production and on the Joe Lynch directed Everly, which will star Kate Hudson. CBS Films has also released their first thinking of releasing their first film by Joel and Ian Cohen, starring Colin Firth and Cameron Diaz, called Gambit. So look for that in a theater near you this summer. And it's getting on up to 7:30, so let's get to a little news brief. Now, normally I do world news and then something local, but I decided to stay local. And if I can find it, I will talk about it. But basically, over the weekend, a woman and her son, about 7 o'clock in the morning, because sometimes we all need something to lift our spirits, was driving on a 7 I-80 exit in Benicia. She was on 80 right behind a pickup truck with tinted windows. Got it. Sorry about that. And there was a dog tied to the back of the pickup. Now, whether the dog was inside the pickup and got bumped out, no one really knows. But the driver, completely unaware that this six-month-old puppy who was a cute little German Shepherd, was tied up and, you know, dragging behind the truck. So finally, and the driver tried to get his attention. She tried to, you know, she honked her horn, they yelled, but nothing happened. The dog was basically dangling by the neck from this rope. So the woman followed him off the exit, and as he made the turn, the rope snapped, and the dog flew into the cement divider where, you know, she just thought he was dead. She ran to his aid, and it's safe to say that, to everyone's amazement, the dog survived the ordeal. They named him Freeway. He was he lost one leg because it was badly damaged, but dogs who, you know, basically lose a leg adapt really easily. He's going to be ready to be released at the Humane Society by the end of the week. And if you have a home for Freeway without a truck, please check him out. He's going to be in the Contra Costa, I believe, pet shelter. But you can go online for more information on that. Also, if you would like to help pay for Freeway's medical expenses, please go to www.hsnb.org and click on Donate, and then you'll find the Maya Fund. The Vallejo Animal Control would like to know if you know anyone who had this dog and who did this horrific thing to him, to please call them at area code 707-645-7906. So, Freeway. Freeway needs a new good home, and he needs people to love him, because 6 months into the world and this happens to you, it's going to build character in that dog. Also, the parents of a sophomore at Sequoia High School in Redwood City have sued the district for kicking their son out of the honors class last month for copying a classmate's homework. The lawsuit filed on April 18th in San Mateo County Superior Court claims the teenager due process rights were violated. It names as defendant Sequoia Union High School District Superintendent James Landis and Sequoia High School Principal Bonnie Hansen. The sophomore had signed an academic honesty pledge at the beginning of 2011 and 2012 that declares cheating is grounds for immediate removal. Yet, the boy's father does not dispute that his son copied his English homework from another student, but being kicked out of the class is a little too serious. So, what are you to do? You know, it's just the way it is. So, if you're just now joining us, this is DJ Misty. And to the left of me, even though he's not on the air, is DJ Avery.
Now I am.
He will be on right after me for Do It Live. Whatever you want to do live, you do it live with him. And I won't even ask, you know, because it's just that, you know. You do it live with Avery or you don't do it at all. Let's just say that. So anyway, we're going to go with a little Tom Petty and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
And yes, that was Tom Petty with American Girl. And I was telling my cohort here, every time I hear that song, I think of Silence of the Lambs. So I don't know why, but anyway, I'll always associate that song with that movie. And as I did last week, with a couple of more shows left, it is the summer kickoff of blockbusters. And last week, we covered the blockbusters hitting theaters in May. And I'll just run through the list really quickly again, if I can find the page. But anyway, Men in Black 3. Yes, yes, yes. Will Smith needs some money. Battleship, Dark Shadows, Hysteria, The Chernobyl Diaries, What to Expect When You're Expecting The Avengers. Now, I have a friend who works at Sky Sound, because Sky Sound did the sound for it, as well as ILM did a portion of the visual effects. And they said it was incredible. Joss Whedon. I say Josh. Josh. I'm not sure. Dosh. They said he did an incredible job. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. So now we have June. And the movies out this coming June will be Prometheus, which is Ridley Scott's prequel to Alien. Rock of Ages. If you ever wanted to see Tom Cruise sing, now is your chance. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Wasn't sure how this is going to go, but Burton has produced it. So, fan of Burton, I'm going to have to go with it. G.I. Joe, Retaliation. I have nothing to say on that one. That's My Boy, People Like Us, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, Magic Mike, Pixar's Brave, To Rome with Love, Woody Allen's love letter to Rome, just like his love letter to Midnight in Paris, which was a certain taste for some people, but for me, it's a great movie. And, you know, I'm a Woody Allen fan. And Your Sister's Sisters. And, of course, we have Snow White and the Huntsman. Now, let me just say that Kristen Stewart, I really like her as an actress. I think she is completely and utterly talented, but I accept her in the Twilight movies because she needed a jumping point and she needed to put herself out there. But now, Kristen, you don't need to, so it's okay. That's My Boy stars Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. You know, America's most popular man-child has finally has his own man-child of his own. So, you know, it's going to be a raunchy comedy. What to Expect? There you go. People Like Us, starring Chris Pine and Elizabeth Banks, who I just love, and Olivia Wilde, who I think is overrated, and Michelle Pfeiffer, who, you know, you can't go wrong. Chris Pine is reteaming with screenwriters Alex Kurtzman, who wrote on Star Trek, and basically, after learning that his recently deceased father had a secret daughter, played by Elizabeth Banks, out of wedlock, Pine decides to go and find her. And Madagascar 3, need I say more? I mean, you know, they did 2 and then even did 1, you know, so now they're going to do 3 and they're going to do 4. Magic Mike, if you like men stripping for you, which we all did in the full Monty, but Hollywood's taking it to the next level. The Life of a Stripper. Yes. Starring Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey. He's always got his shirt off. And Alex Petfer. I can't say his name right, but he was in the movie Beast. Soderbergh's directing. You know, Haywire kind of went nowhere. So I'm not giving it anything at the moment. We'll just have to wait and see. Pixar success has been great in the past, but now they are trying something different. Brave, with the voices of Kelly MacDonald, Bill Conley, Emma Thompson, and Julie Walters. Brave is basically has been said that it's a Scottish Mulan. So that's all you really need to know on that. Your Sister's Sister, starring Emily Blunt, Rosemary DeWitt, and Mark Duplass. A Seattle slacker grieving about his brother's death retreats to a forest cabin owned by his father and his friend. Irish, played by Emily Blunt, arrives to cheer him up and something ensues. Also, To Rome with Love, starring Alec Baldwin, Jesse Eisenberg, Ellen Page, and Penelope Cruz. Originally, Woody Allen wanted to call his 43rd film the Bop Decameron, but no one got the reference to Italian century literature. So now he's just going with To Rome with Love. Once again, this is a love letter, just like Midnight in Paris is, but it's to Rome. And I have been to Rome, so it'd be interesting to see his take on it. And let's see, Prometheus. Yes, the sequel to Alien. So I have no idea what to expect. And I am so happy because Ridley Scott has been very tight-lipped. Even the trailers don't show you much. It's like, what has happened? Prometheus stars Naomi Rapace from the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I don't know why they need to remake, because the dubbing was excellent on all three of those movies. So anyway, Charlize Theron and Michael Fassbender. Ridley Scott is directed it, and at this time there is no release date. So look for that on June 8th. And Rock of Ages. Yes, Tom Cruise as a rock star. As you can see, I'm speechless. I don't know what to expect from this. Alec Baldwin plays his manager, roadie boss. So, yeah. This is based on a Broadway play. So, Tom needs to sing. And if you check out the trailers, you can see a bare-chested, bare-backed Tom Cruise jumping around. And I don't have anything else to say on that one.
The only difference between Tom Cruise in this movie being bare-chested and jumping around and Tom Cruise in real life is the fact that he's not wearing a shirt.
That's right. I forgot about the Oprah thing. Yeah. And Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Yes. Benjamin Walker, Dominic Cooper, Mary Elizabeth Winston, and Anthony Mackie. Directed by Turmel, and I don't want to butcher his name. But anyway, the film weaves together real incidents from the life of Abraham Lincoln and fantasy. So, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. But once again, as I said before, it's Tim Burton produced. Has a great look to it. I don't know. We'll just take it by ear. G.I. Joe Retaliation. What more can I say? Bruce Willis, Dwayne Johnson, and Chatham Tatting. Now, you know, he is only in the first. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. But, you know. You think that he's in the whole movie, but I get the impression he's only in the first 5 minutes. So that tells you right there that he didn't think the script was good enough for him to come back to do a full second movie. So, but I could be wrong. But from the trailer, it looks like he gets killed off very quickly and they go underground. So, you know. Also, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World stars Steve Carell and Keira Knightley. While pining over a secret friendship and dealing with the recent death of a family and a breakup of a new relationship, Steve Carell and Keira Knightley find each other. So look for that at a theater next to you. And it's coming on roughly about 10 to. But we'll call it a quarter to. And once again, this is DJ Misty. And sitting next to me is Avery Jaffe.
What's up?
Coming on next for Do It Live. Whatever you want to do live, you do live with Davey Jaffe. And once again, we are the official flagship radio station for the San Rafael Pacifics baseball team. And if you want to check them out in San Rafael at Albert Park. And if you can't make it to Albert Park, check them out at radio.dominican.edu. And then you will be able to get all the scores of all of your wonderful, wonderful things. You know, stuff like that. All right, we're going to go with a little Bon Jovi here. Bon Jovi. And you guys, oh, not that song. Okay, well, anyway, enjoy. Okay, we're having a little difficulty here with the music. I don't know what's happening. You know, it's getting on towards the last end of the shows, and things just kind of go haywire. You got other things on your mind. Even though you guys are my audience and I want to be there for you, I just, you know, freaking out here. Here, how about this one?
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
And that was Evanescence with Bring Me to Life. And welcome back to The Scoop. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And let's see, as I was talking about earlier, stuff that's being made at CineCon, where theater owners and where theater owners come to look at what's out there. What am I going to put in my theater? How long is it going to last? Is it going to bring me money? So Disney says that they are going to do The Wizard of Oz. Yes. Now, when this was originally announced, it outraged fans. How could they even think of redoing The Wizard of Oz? But they are. And James Franco is going to be the wizard. The director is Sam Raimi. And Franco admits that he's understand that hits people's outrage of the Wizard of the remake of The Wizard of Oz. And didn't they learn anything from the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Who can outdo Gene Wilder? No offense, Johnny, but come on. You look like Carol Channing throughout the whole movie. So anyway, the film is due out next month, but Disney has also said that they are on the hunt to do a live action Sleeping Beauty. So, and it's going to be called Maleficent. They built gigantic stages. They had 2,000 special effects done in 3D. And Disney is hoping that Maleficent will put some butts in the seats. So we will do that. Also, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can go see the 5-year engagement, which I read a review that says it was 5 years too long. So anyway, that's starring Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. That opens this Friday. Also, The Raven. If you're a fan of Edgar Allan Poe, hopefully John Cusack has done this with great ease. Basically, The Raven is when a madman begins committing horrific murders that inspired the works of Poe. Edgar Allan Poe, played by John Cusack, must hunt this man down. Also, Pirates Band of Misfits, voiced by Hugh Grant, Salma Hayek, Jeremy Piven, and Brandon Gleeson. Safe, Jason Statham, Catherine Chan, Chris Sheridan, and James Hong. You know, yes, we know that Jason Statham can kick some butt. We know that Jason Statham is a very good expert at martial arts. So let's see him in something that does him justice instead of this same old schlock that he puts out. Also, Headhunters. An accomplice headhunter risks everything to obtain the valuable painting owned by a former missionary. This is a foreign film starring, and I don't want to, this is actually, it's like a Danish film, and, you know, there's a lot of names here that I don't want, but my cohort thinks he can say them, so go on. Take it.
This is a film directed by Morten Tildum, starring Askell Henny, Synnøve Mackody Lund, Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, and Julie R. Olgaard.
Well, I could have gotten that one. I could have gotten the last one. Anyway, so if you're looking for something to see this week, those things are out. Also, the last one to mention is Bernie, starring Jack Black, Shirley MacLaine, Matthew McConaughey, and Veronica Orsocco. So there we have it. Also available on Blu-ray, Shame, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Born to be Wild, Divide, The Divide, and Seven Below. So if you're looking for a movie on DVD, there you go. Also, we have on television, American Dad has been released on DVD, as well as Yo Gabba Gabba. So, and if you're looking for something more earthy, we have Frozen Planet, the complete series, box set, has also been released this week on DVD. And if you're into cult and classic stuff, we have The Sky's the Limit, Wild Horses, and The Doorway to Hell. All 1930s, 47 crime dramas. And last but not least, let's just go to the top 10 of the box office mojo. Who came in on number one this week? It was the Hunger Games. It was Think Like a Man, right out of nowhere. It's kind of like, you know, the horse that could did. Also, The Lucky One. Well, you know, Zac Efron, shirtless, buffed up. I can see why Demi Moore is into him. But The Hunger Games kept the third spot. Cabin in the Woods, yeah, didn't do so well. But, you know, it opened a couple of weeks ago. It came in fourth. Chimpanzee, please see this because all the money goes to the Jane Goodall Foundation. So check that out. American Reunion, talk about a bomb. Didn't do well when it first came out. It hasn't done well since. Came in sixth. The Three Stooges. Who, yeah, Came in number 7, 21 Jump Street, still in the top 10. What do you know? Came in number 8, Titanic 3D, My Heart Would Go On. Came in number 9, and Wrath of the Titans. Yeah. Yeah, that came in number 10. Still making money. Now, here's something. Lockout, which opened last week, came in 11th. So, yes. Guy Pearce, you know, you're going to have to give it up. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and I want to thank you for joining me on this lovely Thursday night. I know you had other stuff to do, but you decided to listen to me instead. Ah, thank you. All right, and I'm going to leave you with my signature Misty song, and I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. Stay tuned for A.B. Jaffe for Do It Live. So remember, whatever you do live with A.B. Jaffe, and I will see you guys next week.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. Music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you realize how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I get misty and too much in love.